You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome to the Nature Connection Show. You're listening to Natural Health Radio, and my name is Sarah Turner. I'm delighted to be joined today by Indigo Essences creator Anne Callahan in Ireland. Welcome to Nature Connections, Anne.
Hi, Sarah. Hello, and thank you for having me on. Hello, everybody.
Yeah, well, I'm delighted that you're here because I love your essences. I love the work that you do and the work, how you stand for children, and how this really vibrates through all of us, and also how you stand for the healing of the planet and how that needs to come in part through the children. So I sense that our time together today is going to be really powerful and really interesting.
Good, I hope so.
Yeah. So for anybody that's not heard of your essences before or who is unfamiliar with the term indigo, can you tell us a little bit about what that means to you and how indigo essences first came about?
Okay. I'll tell you first how they came about. I was in practice as a classical homeopath specializing in the treatment of children. I knew that children were going to play a big part in the evolutionary leap that mankind was about to take. Some call it the shift of ages, but it's definitely moving to a new level of consciousness. And I knew that children would come in who would help to catalyze this movement. So first of all, I treated the children who showed up with homeopathy. And then I started to make essences with minerals. Most essence ranges are made predominantly with flowers, or were at that time. But these essences were made predominantly with mineral energy. Mm-hmm. I used them first of all in my practice for a couple of years, and then I knew I had to give them a name, and that's when I called them indigo. And for me, indigo represents the color in the night sky, just before the dawn of a new day. And that indigo is not specific to just certain children. I feel that many people are involved in the indigo movement, if you like. Mm. And that it is a movement to a new level of consciousness.
Mm. And I think that's what your essence range and your work has come to be about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Taking us all into this new vibration.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. And that feels very, very powerful. And I know from knowing you personally and attending some of your workshops and using your essences that they are extraordinarily loving essences, but also very empowering and can help us move quite quickly, can't they?
Yes, they can. Minerals have a very particular energy. They're very organized, as you know. There's a structure in a mineral that a mineral can hold a unique shape for eons of time. So they have a very strong, structured energy, and I do believe that they can work in a more forceful way sometimes than flower essences. Mm-hmm. But they can also work in a way like a scaffolding. That's the way I see them energetically sometimes, mm-hmm. as a kind of a scaffolding that helps to support the being as you move through changes. So they're an energetic support in the form of a kind of scaffolding.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's how I see them sometimes. Mineral energy, very strong, very directional. A lot of minerals are what we call striated. That is, they have lines in them. And so they can move energy. They move energy along those lines very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people who, when they hold a mineral essence for the first time, they go, whoa, that's you know, woo, that feels very different to a flower. And they do, of course.
They do, absolutely. And I think maybe many listeners are going to be more familiar with flower essences because they are, have been, interestingly, more available as energies. But isn't it interesting that you and I are talking today about the need, and this is what we're going to be discussing very shortly, is the need to start to structure and ground and anchor some of this new energy. So I really do feel that the gem essences, and particularly yours, because they hold the vibration of attuning us to the new vibrations of the planet, are so key. And it is very exciting.
Yes. And this is one of the, you know, for a long time, this change in consciousness was called ascension. And that, I feel, gave people the wrong idea about what it was all about. Some people felt that it was about getting so spiritual you were actually not part of the physical world. And to me, it's the other way around. It's about bringing as much as possible of your God self, if you like, into the physical body, grounding it into the physical body. So it's, you know, bringing this energy down into your body, grounding it, and grounding it into the planet. And at the moment, we are being infused with extraordinarily powerful energy, which is causing some people to have sudden difficulties in their lives, if you like. So it's more important than ever to ground on a daily basis.
And it's so, what I love about essences, all kinds of essences, is that they are so easy to use. They are so very accessible. They're very gentle, yet they're very aligned. So when we use them, we always end up walking in the right direction, don't we?
Yes. Yes. They are, you know, coming from a background as a homeopath, where we have to be very careful about the remedies that we use, the dosage, the frequency of repetition, essences are remarkable system of you could call them a system of medicine, actually, although we're not allowed to say they affect the physical body. They affect the being, for sure. But they are remarkably gentle and safe and easy to use. And one of the things that I most love about them is their versatility, that they can be applied in many different ways. They can be stopped and started, changed on a daily, hourly basis, if necessary, without any ill effects whatsoever.
And they can be taken by all ages as well, can't they?
All ages.
Babies in the womb.
Yeah. From in utero. Very often, because I do a lot of work with children, parents would ring up and say, well, you know, my I'm pregnant. Can I use an essence? And you can use an essence for every stage of life. You can use an essence for the baby in vitro. You can use an essence for very old, very young, very infirm. Everybody responds to the energy of essences. And for, you know, most remarkably, for people, I think, who worry or wonder about the placebo effect of essences, you just have to look at their effects in animals to see how remarkable they are. That,
yes.
Mostly animals respond incredibly quickly. They love their energy.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They're all teachers of how it works.
Yes.
They
have no resistance.
Yeah.
No resistance to coming into balance.
Yeah, it's lovely to watch. And it's the same often with children, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Well, this is how I developed. I mean, the Indigo range developed in my practice room when I was still working as a classical homeopath. And so as a classical homeopath, you don't give anything except a homeopathic remedy. So I didn't know what to do with the essences. So I just put them on a table, a low table in the practice room, and I just left them there. So a child would come in with the parent for a consultation, and there was a play area for children. So I would just let them, very often just observe them, really. And so I observed what children did with the essences, and they immediately knew. This was the interesting thing for me, was that the essence, they didn't ask me which essence to take. A child would go straight over to them. If they wanted one, they go straight to the line of essences. They choose the ones that they want, and they pick them up, and they were very definite, deliberate, and immediate about what they wanted.
Mm.
And very often, after they chose essences for themselves, they would then go and choose essences for a parent, which was also very interesting to me.
Mm.
And it showed me that, you know, the child is very aware of the dynamic of a family, very aware that there is an energetic whole, you know, in a family situation, and that all parts of that whole can come into balance. And it's very important for a child to realize or to know that they themselves are not the problem, that the dynamic whole is out of balance, if you like.
Mm.
So if children absolutely love it when they, you know, everybody in the family takes essences together.
They do. Yeah. Yes. And again,
I did actually develop a way of working in a family that I called the bowl method. So, you know, rather than saying, oh, this child is acting out, this child is the problem in the family, that the family would say, okay, we have a problem. We all have a problem. There's something imbalanced in our whole family. So let's all take an essence. And that the family would sit down together and choose an essence for each, you know, each member would choose an essence and put drops of that essence into a bowl of water. And that water then acts like a kind of an energetic air conditioner for the environment, bringing the energy into balance in the group dynamic. Be it, you can use this, of course, in other situations, like in a school or in an office, if you had people who were, you know, who are willing to do that in an office situation. But in any group situation, you can balance the energy of the whole by just everybody selecting essences for themselves and putting those essences into a bowl of water, which is remarkably simple and extraordinarily effective.
Isn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that my diploma students use. We get them, hear the most lovely feedback. And just sharing, really, I use it as well in my own family, which consists of myself and my partner and two cats. And
yes.
About a month ago, we sat round on a Sunday evening, and my partner and I, Ian and I, chose an essence. And then we invited our two cats to choose one and spread some cards out. And one of the cats actually went and physically sat on the card.
Wow.
So we were able to make a sort of family bowl together. So, yes, so I really encourage anybody listening to just play. It's kind of playful, isn't it? But also it's very powerful.
Very, very powerful. People are usually, you know, people are usually can't imagine the effect. Like if you're sitting around in a group and, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 people have put essences in, when the last person completes, the energy in the room changes. It just changes completely. Mm. It's like from being tense, you suddenly feel, ha. Mm. And that's something, as we become more energy sensitive, we will notice. In fact, we will find it intolerable to be in environments where the energy is out of balance. Mm. And for us adults, most of our generation were completely desensitized by our upbringing, by our programming, by our schooling, by our peer group, by our parents and their methods of parenting. And so we are used to, our default setting is to survive in an imbalanced environment, where in fact the poor new children who are coming in, they can't survive. You know, they really feel it intensely when they're in an imbalanced situation, and that causes them to act out extremely. So it's very, very important, if we're going to support the evolution and development of these children, that we become sensitized to energy and that we feel when our environment is out of order or disordered or imbalanced, and we take steps to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I would say to people, you know, we have so many tools available to us now that, you know, you can use without having to consult people endlessly. You can go into a Whole Foods shop, you can see selections of essences, you can go online, you can order them, you know, from websites. And then you can start working with the energy in your family, in your house, yourself. And it's an incredibly empowering to be able to do that, to know that you can change the way that you feel, you can change the way that your environment feels by taking these simple steps.
Yes, and I think what's my experience and holding the space for others as well, what's also lovely about this kind of work is that very often in a family or group situation, there are people who may not be able to express how they feel for many, many different reasons. But by going through these processes and choosing essences intuitively, even if we don't really understand why, it helps everybody express themselves, doesn't it?
It does. It's a marvelous way of opening up a dialogue in a family, in a group. And very often people are, you know, who haven't been able to express themselves, they suddenly find, because the energy of the group changes, of
yes.
course, as people make these selections, so they suddenly find that it's okay for them to identify how they're feeling, and even maybe to start verbalizing it.
Yes.
So it's wonderful. There are, I know, a couple of schools that use this, the bowl technique, with their students in the morning, and it brings them into a space where they are balanced to start the day, and they are able to, you know, discuss what's going on with them without going into a place of having to act it out.
Wow.
So, yeah, amazing, amazing, amazing tools we have.
Yeah, I love what you just shared there. It's very powerful. So coming back a little bit to specifically to the indigos, to your essences, are there any essences that are jumping out at you that you'd like to share with listeners today that just by talking about them is going to start to change the vibration as this show, as your words go out through the airways?
Yes, the essences that I'd like to talk about today are the brand new gold series. Now, much as indigo is the color in the, you know, the first color in the night sky as we come into the dawn, the indigo team and I have got two new dawn color series. There's a pink series because, you know, if you're up at dawn, that the sky often goes most beautiful pink color as the sun comes up. And the color that comes in often after the pink, or sometimes at the same time, is gold. And it's the gold of the sunrise. So the gold series is actually the latest of the indigo series. And it's very much, the gold series is about the energy that we keep. I talk about our bubble. It's like our energy field. It's the energy that we keep in our bubble. At this time, we are, as I said earlier, being bombarded by this very high energy, this very strong photon energy, which is causing us to vibrate out any of the lower, the sort of the stuck emotions, the anything we need to get rid of. I call it the wash and spin cycle. I think we're in the wash and spin cycle at the moment. And so anything that we need to let go of is coming up for release. And this is both personal and global. Right. So those of us who've been doing lots of work on ourselves, hopefully that work has been successful and we're not feeling too much of the effect. So we've done a lot of our work already. And what we're being called on to do now is to hold an energy for this transformation, to help the people who are, you know, who are being hit hard by the wash and spin cycle. So the gold series really are about the energy that we hold in our bubble. The first one I'm going to talk about is an essence called peace. And this is a very important essence at this time. It was channeled by a little boy who asked He asked me, in fact, I travelled over to England to make this essence with him because he repeatedly said to his mother, who's a friend of mine, that he wanted to make an essence. And he said it so insistently that I said, okay, I'll get on a plane and go over and we'll make the essence. And when I got to his house, I wasn't there. I hadn't even put my bags down. He said, we're making the essence. And so he did. He just went boom. It was extraordinary. It was like part of his mission on planet Earth, if you ask me, was to make this essence. And when he'd done it, I said, what is it called? And he said, peace. So it is a very beautiful essence. And it is about holding the energy of peace in our bubble. And that bubble, that of energy that surrounds us, will interface with everybody that we meet, everybody, and people that you pass in the street, people that you stand next to in a queue. The energy that you hold in your bubble is going to impact them. And now more than ever in this stage of the transition, which will be a bit chaotic. It is chaotic when we are right in the middle of a huge change. And this is going to cause people to go into fear, to go into anger. There will be situations of unrest. It's part of the change, the process of change. But most importantly, what we have got to hold is an energy of peace in this change, that we don't want people to go into rioting and upset and anger and acting out. But peaceful, as we're having in Ireland at the moment over the water meter thing, peaceful protest. We are standing in our truth peacefully. And that brings me to the second essence I want to talk about, which is called True Colors. And True Colors is very much about really, really being yourself and being able to hold that vibration of truth in your field. And when you do that, when you can hold that vibration of truth in your bubble, in your field, you will set that vibration off in others so they can do the same. And True Colors came to me, as they often do. I can't sing a note, sadly, but they often do come with a song. And this one came with the song that is sung by Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah.
True Colors Are Shining. You know that lovely song?
I could hear it in my head as you were talking.
Yes. Well, that's funny enough. That's how the essences come in often with me. And it's, I see your true colors shining through. Mm. That's why I love you. Don't be afraid to let them show.
Mm. Yep.
So that is a very beautiful, very beautiful energy. There is in this essence, for the first time in any of my essences, actually, the energy of some homeopathic remedies, not the actual remedy, I hasten to add, the energy of, the intention of those remedies. There's lac maternum, which is the mother's milk. There is placenta, which is the food that you get from the mother in the womb. There's the umbilical cord, which is, again, it's the connection with the mother. There's also the remedy of folliculinum, which helps to counteract synthetic hormones. We have been very disconnected from ourselves by the introduction, or since. This has been exacerbated by the introduction of synthetic hormones, both directly, you know, by taking the pill and other things, and indirectly by absorbing these hormones from the water system. So this has... And the disconnection from the love of the mother that we experience most particularly in the Western world causes us not to feel okay in ourselves, and to try and adapt. We often try and adapt the way we are, who we are, how we look, in order to find acceptance from the rest of society. So this is very much, this essence, very much about being yourself, shine your true colors, and they will help others to do the same.
It's beautiful.
That would help others.
Thank you very much. Yeah, they feel really, really right for right now. So thank you very, very much for giving us so much information in a relatively short space of time. It feels very grounding. It feels as if it feels very inspiring, and has given lots of people a way forward, a way through that's really simple and really accessible. So would you share with everybody how they can find out more about what you do?
Okay, well, you can go to the website, which is www.indigoessences.com. I most particularly write things on Facebook these days. And it's just Indigo Essences. You can find us under Indigo Essences on Facebook. So if we are introducing new essences, workshops, or special sales or whatever, you'll find them on the Facebook page.
Absolutely. And I see on your site as well, you have an email list that people can sign up for.
That's true. I'm not a great newsletter writer, but I do produce them occasionally.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I really hope that it's helped all the listeners today to find out, to get in touch with that part of them that needs the support right now. And I do really do feel that you have managed to sort of bring that through in your words today.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
Some comfort and some solace and a structure of the way through.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you, Anne, and I hope you can come back on maybe in the spring of 2015 and share some more about what you do with us.
I'd love to do that, because I do believe we'd be in a very different space by then.
Yeah, the dawn will be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you very, very much.
You're really welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.